Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Man, are you missing out if you haven't been on a cruise ship? Have you seen those commercials? They're having the time of their lives.
It's like eight stories of fun.
Seriously, they're doing... I mean, you got a comedy show over here. You got a roller coaster over here now.
And like seven different pools.
Yes, they're having the time of their lives.
Water slides.
But there's a dark side to cruises.
There's feces.
Oh, yo.
I have found dark side stories of cruises that will make you cringe. Like, we got to some the other day, and I still had over a dozen left over. They are so plentiful.
Yeah, I think the most common fear of them is, like, food goes bad, or there's an infection that goes around the
norovirus.
Ship. Yeah.
This... is from a person who worked on ships for about 4 years. On embarkation day, all the public areas of the ship are open, like the theater, spa, gym, etc., so new passengers can see them and get settled in, but more so we can sell them packages. An older man was checking out the gym in regular clothes, jeans, Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, decided to go for a run on the treadmill. He had a heart attack and died right there in the gym before the cruise had even started.
Damn. This dude trying to work out, getting his abs popping to get out by the pool. I'm just going to go ahead and do one sprint. One sprint. Nuh-uh.
So the problem was, they were still in port, so Miami PD and the coroner had to come on to investigate. The problem was the gym and treadmills on this ship had a huge glass wall to the pool deck, so who knows how many people witnessed this man keel over on the treadmill.
Wow.
So the crew simply closed the pool area and the gym. Coroner took the body, and the crew set sail a few hours later. No announcement was ever made.
Man, you're opening with that.
Yes, that's where we're opening.
Yikes.
All right, now, for passengers on the Carnival Legend in February of 2018, a trip along the Australian coast was more Fight Club than Zen Retreat. A series of brawls broke out on board, complete with screaming, broken glass, and head injuries. Ultimately, authorities removed 23 people from the ship.
Wow.
They offered affected passengers a 25% credit for a future sailing.
It really is one of the worst places you can get into a fight. Eventually, you're going to run back into the guy.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
That's a fact.
So this visual, I felt so bad for laughing, but the visual... And thankfully, everybody is okay, so you can laugh too. A woman shared, I went on a cruise that had a thalassotherapy pool, which is like a large saltwater hot tub with jets. My friend went to use it, and right before she was about to get in, something went wrong. The water became electrified.
No.
She said that people were flopping around like fish out of water. It's electrifying hot tub. So they're just like.
But everybody was okay.
But everybody ended up being okay.
Well, when these stories end, well, at least nobody died.
Nobody died in this one, but they got hella electrified in this saltwater hot tub with its jets on. All right, next. In March of 2020, I cackled at that one. I felt so bad.
You don't see that on the commercial.
No.
Shut up. I edit that part out.
All right, so in March of 2013, toilets and elevators stopped working halfway through a 7-day cruise on the Carnival Dream.
Nope.
One of the passengers, Greg Stark, said there's human waste all over the floor in some of the bathrooms, and they're overflowing. Carnival Cruise Lines had to fly passengers back to Florida, and then they received a three-day refund and a half-price cruise in the future.
I'd have jumped over. I'll swim from here. Yes. Don't worry about it.
All right, I got two more. I think this is probably one of people's biggest fears, but this person shared, my ship hit a massive rock. No one knew except the officers. We took on water, but not enough to stop the cruise.
Whoa.
We sailed into our last port, Seward, Alaska, which is when the captain finally informed the crew. So none of the passengers ever knew they hit a rock and they took on water. The crew didn't know until they got to their port. New passengers were turned away. Then they spent 2 weeks on this boat that was taking water, cruising to Freeport, Bahamas, because that's where they had to get the boat fixed.
And they had no idea for 2 weeks?
The crew did.
Okay.
They got the passengers, they got off. Then they told the crew, and then they all went on to the Bahamas.
Scary.
And then we have this one. Passenger on a cruise said, I had to go to see the doctor on a cruise. The doctor was very busy and preoccupied, and he told me that they had had a death on board. I learned through this search, almost every cruise ship has a morgue on board because it almost inevitably always happens because there's a lot of elderly people that take cruises. He told me far too much about it. An elderly gentleman had had a heart attack and died while both on and in another woman post Viagra. I exclaimed, oh, his poor wife. The doctor laughed and replied, yes, I had to call her and tell her the whole thing. It was rampant senior swinging from one cabin to another. One lady got off in Madeira for the day to ride a hired bicycle and ended up having sex with an ex-flame in some bushes who was on another cruise ship. She told me all about it over dinner. Man, those old people were seeing some action.
Gotta get it while you can.
The Burt Show.